You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson again raised the idea of Britain implementing an Australian-style points-based system of immigration, most recently in June. The idea was touted by Mr. Johnson and Nigel Farage as part of the Vote Leave campaign. Now Britain's Home Secretary, Priti Patel, says the government is working hard to make it happen.
And as Home Secretary, at this defining moment in our country's history, I have a particular responsibility when it comes to taking back control. It is to end the free movement of people once and for all. Instead, we will introduce an Australian-style points-based immigration system.
Last month, Ms. Patel wrote to the Migration Advisory Committee asking it to review if Australia's points-based migration system could work in Britain. The committee has been asked to report back by January. Ms. Patel says she believes leaving the EU will provide Britain with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to change the country's immigration system for the better.
One that works in the best interests of Britain. One that attracts and welcomes the brightest and the best. One that supports the brilliant scientists, the finest academics, and leading peoples in their fields. And one that is under the control of the British government.
Trumpeting her own credentials, the Home Secretary provoked a strong reaction on Twitter, with critics condemning the reference to London's Jewish population.
Because let me tell you something. This daughter of immigrants needs no lectures from the North London metropolitan liberal elite.
Post-Brexit, Britain will scrap its current dual system, which treats EU and non-EU migrants differently. Instead, that will be replaced with a skills-based system to apply to everyone. Australia's immigration system uses two models alongside each other, a so-called points-based system since 1979 and an employee-sponsored system. Under the points system, prospective migrants accumulate points for desired characteristics, such as youth, education, English-speaking ability, and the possession of needed skills. Once a threshold of points is reached, the candidate goes into a pool of applicants who are then invited to apply for skilled migration. Canada and New Zealand have also adopted the points system. Professor Alex Riley at the University of Adelaide has studied Australia's immigration system. He says the model has contributed to Australia's economic success, but it has not been without its problems.
One of the problems, though, with our independent skilled migration system based on points is that someone might come to Australia but might not get a job in their skill set, because then becoming out as an independent skilled migrant, you're not guaranteed a job. In fact, you just have to enter the job market like anyone else. And that's where issues of racism or suspicion of someone from the outside might come in and make it harder for someone to get a job. There's also issues of skills recognition, that just because you've got a visa coming in as an engineer, which is a skill that we value, there's then a process by which you have to get your skills recognised.
Professor Riley questions whether introducing a more formal points-based system in Britain, modelled on Australia's, will replicate the same results.
I don't think there's any guarantee that because Britain adopts an Australian-style points system, it will work for them. I think you've got to look at Australia's particularly unique circumstances, because a points system can be used as a way to still have a high level of migration. You can just lower the points and allow more people in, or you can put the points up really high and make it very restrictive. So Britain's got to decide at the end of the day how many migrants it wants to allow in. So once it's got lost free movement in Europe, it then has the opportunity to go, right, we can actually decide down to the last number how many economic migrants we bring into the country. And that's a difficult policy question that they have to determine.
Professor Riley says the push to tighten Britain's borders against migrants from the EU could result in Australians having an easier time working in Britain.
At the moment, Australians are treated not the same as Europeans, and it's not as easy. But with Britain moving away from Europe, there's a possibility that it will focus more on its relationship with Commonwealth countries such as Australia, where it's got very long historic ties. And if they find, as a result of the closing off of free movement of people, that in fact that hurts the British economy, they may be looking to Australia and other places and making it easier for Australians to go and work in Britain.
One of the biggest proponents of an Australian-style model of immigration and tough border controls, Tony Abbott, also spoke at the Conservative Party conference. Last month, Australia's former Prime Minister visited Hungary, advocating for his migration policies to crack down on uncontrolled migration to be introduced to Europe. Addressing a packed-out fringe event on the sidelines of the conference, Mr. Abbott says he's optimistic about Britain's future post-Brexit.
Was there a suggestion that leaving the EU might trigger an economic collapse? Because I think leaving the EU is more likely to trigger an economic revival. And look, part of the problem with the EU has been the attempt to impose Europe-wide over-regulation on a country which is instinctively individualistic and have a go, like the United Kingdom.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.